This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
I think it's a fairly open secret that you're a Welshman.
Yes, as soon as I speak, everybody says he's Welsh.
Whereabouts in Wales were you born?
I was born in a little town called Ammanford in Carmarthenshire, where really all the great men come from, two of us, Jim Griffiths and myself.
Did you speak Welsh before you spoke English?
Well, really, I hardly spoke English at all, because we spoke Welsh in the house, everything was Welsh.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents especially musical?
Yes, they were musical. My sister May has a lovely soprano voice, and I, as a little boy, of course, I was in the choir in the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned all my choral music there.
Yes. And when did you begin to learn the violin?
4 years old. My grandfather bought me a little fiddle.
What was your very first appearance in public? Do you remember?
I've got a photograph at home of a little boy who must have been 4½, 5, playing in the chapel.
Mm-hmm. As a schoolboy, you were playing in the pit orchestra?
Yes, in the theatre. Before that, I used to play sometimes at the cinema there, you know, for the silent films.
Yes. Was there any prospect, as a boy, of your studying to be a professional musician?
Not really, because we never heard any music. There were no gramophone records, mm-hmm. no radio. It was very difficult with the environment to get away from there. You had to make a tremendous effort to get.
What was your first job when you left school?
First job? When I left school, I went into the mines.
How long did you stay?
2 or 3 years. Then it was too hard.
Yes. And what happened?
Well, I simply left it and went to London, and some fellows that I'd helped, or I didn't help, they used to come back from the war, and I used to play at the concerts for them. Mm-hmm. Tremendous lot of concerts, the First World War.
Yes.
So they said, when they all came home, they said, fine, we'll send Ray to the academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the academy, got in for a shot.
Good. What was your first appearance as a professional musician?
I think it was in a dance band in one of the town halls in London somewhere, tennis dance or something like that.
This, of course, was unofficial as far as the academy was
concerned. Oh, yes. If they knew that I'd been playing in dance halls, they wouldn't have given me the art where I am, you know.
You were also in the Queen's Hall Orchestra while you
yes,
were
Yes, and also, after I finished the concert at Queen's Hall, I used to go and do a cabaret show at the Trocadero.
You were a very busy student.
Very busy.
Now, Ray, it's the 1920s. You're in London as a professional musician. Was there a lot of work about?
Tremendous. And, do you know, I've been 50 years in the profession, and a tremendous lot of it with as a freelance, and I haven't been a day out of work.
Well, that's good enough. What were you doing?
Films, radio.
Mm-hmm. When did you first broadcast?
Broadcast 1931, a show with Reginald King.
And you were much in demand after that, I believe.
Everywhere.
All sorts of orchestras.
Yes, I played with the LSO, I played with the London Philharmonic, I was playing the viola solos in the Ballet Russe Monte Carlo at the old Alhambra.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, very busy with films in those days.
Yes. There's a story of you playing at a prom one evening and then going on to play immediately with Giraldo afterwards.
Oh, that's quite true.
Yes.
Absolutely true. I played with Giraldo, played with Jack Payne. I enjoyed it.
Going over to Tangent, you've always had a great interest in gypsy music, Ray. How did that start?
Well, my wife and I travelled all over Europe, and we lived with gypsies. We knew the gypsies. I knew all the great gypsy players, Dinicu and Magliari, and we were at Balaton, Yugoslavia.
How did you first get interested?
I think the music attracted me because it's near Welsh music. The idiom, there's a lot of it. And some of the Welsh tunes, if they are gypsy harmonies, they'd be gypsy tunes.
Mm-hmm. I'd never realised that.
They're all in the minor key mostly.
Yes.
So I like gypsy music. It was part of me at that time. I've collected about 2,000 or 3,000 pieces of gypsy music.
Now, we got to talking about gypsies, and we were sidetracked from your career, which was our main conversation. This really was the pattern for 20 years, right after the war, the busy freelance.
Yes.
And what happened in 1939 when war broke out?
The BBC organised an orchestra and invited, I think it was 16 members in the beginning, to be known as the Salon Orchestra. And we were supposed to broadcast in the event of bombing and all that, you know, from any place at any time. And these musicians were picked And fortunately, I was amongst these musicians, and we went to Evesham.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was tremendous. There was Lee Goossens and Arthur Glagon, probably one of the finest flautists in the world. Reginald Kell.
Yes.
Anthony Peeney. Douglas Cameron.
This was an all-star outfit.
It was a real all-star outfit.
And you were playing all sorts of music?
All sorts of music. Phil Green was in it.
Yes.
And he had a real jazz affair called Rhythm on Reeds. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Zoll. And then I had the Caravan Players, gypsy music.
Mm-hmm.
David Wise had the Boulevard Players. It was
all split up into
wonderful things. And from that, I went to the Midland Light Orchestra.
As conductor?
As conductor. And in the 3 years odd I was there, about 1,000 programs.
That's nearly one a day.
Yes, but it was a tremendous experience.
And then you took over the BBC Variety Orchestra, didn't
then
you?
Then I came back to London and went with the Variety Orchestra and, of course, started up with Tommy Hanley.
Yes, you were the straight man to all the comics.
Yes, when Kavanagh wrote his book about Hanley, he said that Ray Jenkins was his greatest foil. Well, it wasn't my fault, actually, because, see, when they gave me the script, I never read it. Until the performance. Well, you know, going away from music and then onto a script, yeah. Everything was topsy-turvy and everybody laughed at me. I couldn't make out why, you know. And even old Tommy, he used to dry up, you know. But it was a great social affair.
Sure.
I met everybody. It was great.
How long did you stay in charge of the Variety Orchestra?
I think it was 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Then?
Then I went to Cardiff.
Yes.
Back again to serious music.
And your homeland.
And my homeland, yes. It was a great experience there. All the Haydn symphonies, the old symphonies, making my own programs. Oh, it was great joy.
Ray, you've resigned from the Welsh Orchestra now.
Yes.
After what? About 15 years,
wasn't it? 15 years, yes.
So you're a freelance again.
Yes, but I'm busier now than I've ever been.
With what?
It's wonderful. Concerts, festivals, choirs, Stedwoods, choral societies, the lot.
Have you any big musical ambition, Ray?
No, never had ambitions, because I think ambition clashes with my music.
Mm-hmm.
All I want is the music.